There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
If you didn't hear it earlier, here was the Hawks radio announcer taking his little jabs.
Trey Young has it. Trey gets fouled by the great Jalen Brunson. Whoa, Brunson has been upset all night. Dyson Daniels has shut him down. And now the foul. Brunson complaining to the official. Who do you know? I'm Jalen Brunson.
And that was Steve Holman, who's been around a long time doing this.
Wow, wow, wow. Man, I'll tell you what, he must be sick of the Jalen Brunson talk up here then. That's basically what this is coming from.
Which is fine, except for the fact that there's not a more likable athlete in sports than Jalen Brunson. Yeah, right or wrong, he's not an in-your-face guy. He's just good. Great. Yeah,
actually. And what's he doing paying attention to what we're saying about Jalen Brunson?
I don't know. Maybe it's the whole media fascination or something from his perspective. I'm just trying to think why he would do that.
I don't know. I have no idea. And he doesn't complain to officials a lot. I really don't know why, of all the NBA players that you could be mocking, that he would be the guy to mock. You want to mock Karl Anthony Towns, go ahead. People have been doing it for 10 years now.
Well, he dropped 34 in their ass last night.
He did, in a loss.
He is Steve Holman. How about this? He is at the end of the two. So he's over 3,000 consecutive games Hawks broadcast.
Time to get him out and Jerry. You like Atlanta when we were down there for the Super Bowl?
You're such a dope. That is wild, though. Over 3,000 straight without taking a day off. I know Sterling had a hell of a run, too, until he got sick and later in years.
Wow. That is something. I mean, 3,000 games. So how many years is that? Math.
Well, 80 divided, 3,000 divided
over 100,
by 80.
You know, it'd be 30.
25 years?
Wow.
Gotta be a little bit more. Gotta be more than that.
Well, 20, you're right, because 20 times 80 would be 1,600.
Yeah.
Is it 40 years then?
35 years, maybe 30, damn, depending on, playoffs and everything else.
Jesus.
Yeah, October 23rd, he celebrated his 3,000th consecutive broadcast. Wow, wow, wow. I know he's killing Jalen Brunson. Here was Trae Young on FanDuel TV. He got into the action as well, mocking the Knicks fan.
I hope these New York fans find their way to the exit real, real quick. Boo! Take y'all ass home.
All right, so two things. If I am Tom Thibodeau, I'm taking that cut, and I'm taking the cut describing Jalen Brunson, and I'm playing it for the team the next time we play these guys.
Yeah. And does that really? I mean, you played. Does that really work? The once the game
100%, man. You got to understand, Jerry. It's all psychological warfare, man. Come on.
Yeah.
Got to get those guys hyped up. Got to get them on edge.
Fair.
Got to want them to prove to the players that they're playing against that they're better than them.
Back to Steve Holman for a second.
Yes.
So you know he doesn't even hold the record for consecutive games called in the NBA.
Really.
Chick Hearn with the Lakers, holds a record for most consecutive broadcasts at 3,338 games. And Holman said, I feel like physically and mentally I can do it.
So it'd be what? Two and a half years? 4 years?
Yeah, because 80 times four would be another 3,200.
Do they count? I'm sure they count playoffs, right?
Right.
I would think so.
But for the Hawks, it's not that many. Yeah.
True. That's right.
He goes, if I could stay healthy and keep chugging along, and if God lets me do it, I'll do it. I have no plans on stopping.
He's 70 right now, it says.
He sounds good.
Yeah, no, fine. So, and what is John? John's 85?
Yeah, and he's done now.
So, Steve, if you can do it, you got 15 years left.
15 years, yeah. Let's get to 5,000, why don't we?
Exactly.
Come on.
Here was Carl Anthony Towns. Give them their due.
They made shots when they had to make shots. You know, we just didn't hit shots when we needed to. Pretty simply put, you know, give credit to them.
Towns had 34 and 16 in the loss. Zachary Richichet had 33 to lead Atlanta. He was the number one overall draft pick this past year. Here was Tom Thibodeau.
He got going early, and so I felt like we didn't challenge shots the way we needed to at the beginning. A guy gets confidence, then it's hard to slow him down. So we probably could have done better in that area.
Knicks with the night off. They went 2-2 on the road trip after winning the first two. They dropped the next two in Houston and Atlanta. The Hawks are 4-5 now.
That should have been a 4-0. Well, Houston's a pretty good young team, but
they should have won last night.
3-1.
Yeah.
3-1 on the road, that would have been good.
It feels a lot different than 2-2, but in the end, not a terrible road trip going 2-2. The Cavaliers are 9-0. They beat the Pelicans 131-122. You also had the Lakers lose to the Grizzlies, and then after the game, J.J. Redick walked off the stage. I guess he had enough off the questions about the effort or the lack thereof, other than LeBron, who had 39 in the loss. College basketball, number 25, Rutgers beat Wagner 75-52. UConn raised their championship banner. And then, Clobbered Sacred Heart 92-56. And we played this earlier on CBS Sports Network. Columbia with a big win on the road.
Rubio De La Rosa behind the back, fighting through traffic. The floater. Oh, it's Hakuna Matata for the Lions as they build on this lead.
Yeah, that put them up at that point 80-66, I think it was, or something like that. Anyway, they won by 10, 90-80. I went back and looked. The game I called there when they beat Villanova back in 2012. They beat them by like 30, which I remember them winning. I didn't remember beating Villanova by that margin. So last night, a good win on the road.
Hey, Stephen Waldron, who called that game for CBS Sports Network?
Oh, yeah.
It was Jordan Kent and Steve Lapis.
Oh, Steve Lapis. No, Steve Lapis.
Jordan Kent.
Jordan Kent.
He's got to be like 20 years old probably, right?
No, he's around your age.
I was going to say very deep voice.
Rubio De La Rosa behind the back, fighting through traffic. The floater.
Sounded like Emmanuel Baboria.
It's Hakuna Matata for the Lions as they build on this lead.
He also did Hakuna Matata, which, you know, Disney reference.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Your Lion King.
Got to separate yourself.
Oh, look at this.
Jerry, don't you have a call that you have that's really about you?
Nope.
No, nothing?
Nope.
Any call from last night?
That's a very good question. Let's see. I don't know if, did we cut it up? Let's see. Yeah, look at that. They got five of them in there.
Oh, let me hear a Jerry Recco call from last night.
Okay.
Jump pass stolen and taken away by Harper. Harper 1-on-2 accelerating through the defense, puts it up, good, and a foul is called. Dylan Harper with a chance at a three-point play. Rutgers has scored 20 straight, and they now lead 25-10.
Man, I hope they realize how lucky they are to have you.
Ichi, gichi, ya, ya, da, da.
Yeah, that's what we need from you.
I will tell you, Steve Peichel is very appreciative that I am there.
Yes.
And I'm there every game.
Well, you're good. You're a professional.
I try to be.
By the way, you try to be. It just comes naturally to you, Jerry.
Thank you very much.
Greedy son of a bitch.
I apologize to Jordan Kent. Think he was just a guy breaking into the business. It reminded me of like a Emmanuel Baboria who does a nice job. But So he actually played in the NFL, this Jordan Kent.
Really?
Yeah. 2007 to 2010, he was on the Seahawks.
Wow.
He was a wide receiver. He was drafted in the sixth round of the 2007 draft, and then he was doing play-by-play for the Trailblazers on television, and now is doing some games for CBS Sports Network.
There you go.
And he's 40 years old.
Nice.
From Saudi Arabia. Jordan Kent.
That's a long commute.
Yeah, longer than mine, actually. Yeah,
that is true. So there you have it. That's the basketball story from last night. NFL-wise, we've got the Bengals and the Ravens for you on the Fan tonight at 8:15. The Giants do play in Germany Sunday against Carolina. Here is Brian Daboll. Yeah, I know, 2-7. It sucks, but we press on.
Yeah, I think we got a lot of the right guys that are made of the right DNA, team-first players. That, again, it's you're not happy about the results, but you control what you can control, which is, you know, the upcoming week. And we got a bunch of guys that do that each and every week.
And certainly going to Germany with Phil Sims should be an absolute blast, as you can imagine, too. He says we will be all set for Carolina, who did win, by the way, this past week.
Yeah, good team, good defense. You know, Daniel, I think they have a good system that's successful across the league. So, you know, we'll have to know what we're up against. And, you know, it's always about us. It's always about how we execute, how we prepare through the week, and get ready to play our best.
Better win. And maybe keep scoring touchdowns.
He sucks!
Need to win, man. Eddie, you are not nice.
Oh, man. The Jets are in Arizona Sunday against the Cardinals, who have played well. Joe Douglas did talk yesterday. This was the clip we played earlier about working for Woody Johnson. So he really wouldn't answer the question about Rob Saleh being let go. Clearly, he didn't have anything to do with that. So what is it like working for Woody?
I think Colin Powell said it in a different arena, but I serve at the pleasure of the owner. And so my single goal is to help this team get to the goal of a championship. And so, obviously, again, not the start that anybody envisioned, but we still have it all in front of us. And, you know, it's just doing the little things better and executing and stacking some
wins. And one of you guys said it before. He sounds sad.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
Down.
You know, I just wonder that, let's say they go on and they do make it to the playoffs. They have like a 19% chance to somebody's analytics.
I would want
to
play them.
All right. You wouldn't want to play them. Nope. But the point being is that, you know, does Joe Douglas hang around if they actually do have some success?
I would like to think it would be his choice at that point if they made the playoffs.
Yeah, I don't, you know, anytime the owner fires a coach out from underneath you and you're just not ready for it, that's an impossible spot for him.
Yeah, well, that's why I said I hope it'll be his choice. If he walks away, fine. If he wants to stay, fine. We shall see. But yes, some odd times for the Jets and need
you
to
know,
win.
If I ran into Joe Douglas, I would I'd go up to him after I heard that and say,
why so sad, sugar muffin? Juicy, juicy mango, you are looking very nice. Why so sad, sugar muffin? Juicy, juicy mango, you are looking very nice.
That's what I would do. It would cheer him up. I'd say, why so sad, sugar muffin? Juicy, juicy mango. You're looking very nice. Ting-a-ling-a-ling, ting-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling. And then he would just snap right back into it. He wouldn't worry about Woody Johnson slicing his ball sack on him. You know? He'd be like, you know what? Things are okay. They are.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah.
Rough image.
Well, it happened.
Yeah, no, I know it did. And I didn't play this one from Scott Boras yesterday. It's 20 seconds talking about teams trying to build great rosters.
Oh,
and will it not include one Juan Soto?
They're kind of called upon to be championship magicians. That's kind of what they're asked to do. It's hard to do, to put together that magic of a championship run. But behind every great magician, obviously, is the magic wand.
Now, is he saying the magic wand?
He's saying the magic wand.
Yeah.
I mean, Juan Soto.
This guy.
I mean, he's the king of horrible puns.
Yes, he is. It has been for years.
It's like a rite of passage, though. I feel like every November we get this at the owners' meetings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's terrible. It's part of the miserable baseball offseason.
And this is where all the boring people come together. With each other.
Yeah, that's it. They're just nerning their asses off down there with Scott Boras.
And this is only the start of it, because you still have the winter meetings straight ahead of us.
Oh, God.
And then they got the owner meetings, and then the spring meetings. A lot of meetings.
What is this meeting now?
The GM meetings.
This is the GM meetings.
Yeah. in San Antonio. All right, moment of the day brought to you by the family of Casamigos Tequilas, Añejo, Blanco, Cristalino, Reposado, Mezcal, and the new Casamigos Jalapeno. Casamigos Tequila brought to you by those who drink it, reminding you to enjoy each moment of your day responsibly. And last hour you did, Gio did come across this guy on TikTok that sings to his cat, and then it would come into play with a caller.
Good morning to the cutie pie.
And
best part is look at the cat. Hold on, there's another one. He was like a hair there, lemon head, what do you say?
Oh, I gotta find that one.
Juicy, juicy mango, you're looking very nice.
He's happy.
Yeah, no, I mean,
let me ask you a question. You open that up. I mean, that makes you laugh.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah.
I really have to call you out for being a bleeding heart, liberal, woke Knicks fan. Last time we talked, we were blaming the game of basketball for the Knicks being bad at basketball. I know you know what you're looking at.
Yes.
But you won't say it.
Well, here's the thing. I just, you know, Don, I just want, these players need space. They need time. They have to develop.
Boomer. Whoa. Oh, my God.
Ding-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling.
Yeah.
There you go. Moment of the day.
You went back with a ting-a-ling-a-ling right on his ass. Don't be calling me names. I'll ting-a-ling-a-ling you back.
I know he's upset, and they're not even 10 games into the season yet.
Yeah, I know. It's a little silly.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.